Do you ever have one of those moments when someone answers a question and you realise you already knew the answer, but you'd forgotten? Sometimes I think I'm paying my coach a lot of money to tell me things I already know, but I'd forgotten them. And in this week's podcast, I'm going to share an example of something that made me feel a little bit silly, but nevertheless helped me to get more clients. Welcome to Good Enough Counsellors, the podcast for growing a private practice without the pressure to be perfect. I'm Josephine Hughes, counsellor and creator of Therapy Growth Group, helping you get the clients you want and create the practice of your dreams. In today's episode about social media, I'm going to give you a reminder about one of the most important types of posts that need to be included in our business pages, explore why we forget, in inverted commas, and then move on to share some post ideas for October. But first, let me tell you about that last conversation I had with my coach. It was just an aside, really, and I mentioned that my income had reduced slightly over the summer, as it normally does. And Colin asked me, when did you last do a sales post? And rather embarrassingly, I couldn't actually remember. So what did I do? Of course, I then did a sales post, which resulted in several new clients. Later that week, I also spoke to my VA, Sam, who helps me with my community. And what Sam said to me is, you know, you've got people joining your community every day of the week. They don't know about you. You need to tell people more often about what you do. And that's the thing, we can so easily forget that when we're on social media and we've got people who are liking and following our posts, that to them, we might actually be quite new. And we make this assumption that everybody knows who we are and what we do. But actually, what we really need to do is remind them and tell them a bit more about ourselves and what we do. So let's have a little think about sales posts, what you should put in them, and why we find them difficult, and a little reminder to actually make it a habit. So, sales posts, why don't I write them more often? And I think probably I'm not that dissimilar from many of you who actually find it quite difficult to sell ourselves. In many ways, it's so much easier to give, and it can be difficult to think that actually, we deserve to be paid for what we're doing. And we can feel quite reluctant to tell people that our service is actually a paid for service, that we cost money, we're staking a claim that we're actually worth that money that we're charging. And I think often we can just fall into the pattern of hoping that people will just realise and contact us because we're really kind and giving and we share that we're a counsellor, so surely people must know that actually we're open for business. But people really don't, especially if we don't tell them, and especially if they are actually new to our world. So I don't know if you've seen them. I see them quite often, and I think it's a really good practice to get into when people will reintroduce themselves to their followers. Because anyone who's been a follower for a while, they're following you because they like you. They won't mind if you repeat yourself and just tell them who you are. They may skip over the post or they may think, oh, that's quite interesting. I didn't know that about you. But for the new people in your audience, it actually just helps them to know who you are, what you do, and the service that you offer. So doing those introduction posts, especially if you've had an influx of new followers, can be really useful. But as Colin, my coach, said, it isn't just about those introductory posts. What he suggested I do, and it is really something I know I could have been doing all along, is picking out various aspects of what people might be looking for in my area of work, picking out one of those things, speaking to that and explaining how I actually work with that particular issue. So the day after I'd spoken to him, I did a little sales post about how when I graduated, I really had no idea about how to set up a private practice. I was put off and I procrastinated a long time. And part of it was not knowing how to go about it. And so I told people about my setting up in private practice course that I've got inside Therapy Growth Group. As a result of that, I had a couple of new people who joined Therapy Growth Group. It's such a simple thing to do. Often all people need to know is what you do. They're already following you. You might actually speak to them at just the right time as well. So it may be that they've been following you for a while, but now is the time where they want to actually start working on something. In my particular instance, setting up a private practice. And the thing is if I hadn't actually done that sales post, a week or so later, they could still be in the dark. They could still not know how to set up their private practice. Whereas what's happened is they've joined, and even today, someone was telling me about all the things they've done in the last week to grow their private practice. So if you think about it, the sooner you tell people, the sooner they can get started. And for you, working as a therapist, my goodness, the sooner things will start getting better in their lives. Why wouldn't we want to shout that from the rooftops? And it does, it all comes back, doesn't it, to the way we feel about ourselves, the fact that we don't find it easy to talk about the fact that we charge, the way in which we value ourselves, and sometimes even because we don't really think we're good enough. But remember, it's all about, it's not selling to people, it's actually helping people. What we're doing by telling them about our services, we're enabling them to get started and to make changes in their lives. What is not to love about that? And I know you may not feel that you're good enough, and you may look at other therapists and think, oh, they're better than me because they've done X, Y or Z training, or the last time I worked with this, I wasn't really sure about it. But the thing is that every client is different, and you might really be right for some of those clients, especially if you know the area that you like to work with and you've worked with people in that area. Perhaps indeed you've experienced it somehow in your life and you bring your unique viewpoint of it into the therapy room, and that might really help somebody. They could be working with you and finding ways to go forward. And although it's hard to admit it to yourself, you can make a difference to people's lives. So try not to be shy. Try and think of it as, I'm actually helping people by telling them about my service. And remember what Sam, my VA, said, that people are always coming into your world. And so it's important to let them know as well, because otherwise people, they just won't know what you do and they might be missing out. If that's inspired you to think about doing a sales post, they really don't have to be very difficult. Just sit down and write a list of all the things that you think people who you'd like to work with might be struggling with. And then pick one thing. Talk about how you help, how therapy makes a difference to the sorts of people who are struggling with that particular problem. Let them know that they can book in with you, and helpfully tell them the price as well. So here's an idea for you. How about sitting down, writing those difficulties out that your clients experience, and then write a post for each of those difficulties? It would probably take you an hour or so. You could, if you wanted, illustrate the posts with some photos, or you could prepare something on Canva. You could pick out a few quotes that speak to the problems. You could write something and then turn something you've written into a little Canva graphic. And then you could schedule them. You could maybe do 3 months worth, that would be 12 posts in an afternoon, and schedule them in once a week. So you can relax then, knowing that your sales posts are all organised and that you're putting them out each week. I'd love to know how you get on with this, and please do get in touch with me and let me know whether this works for you. As I said, I do pay quite a lot of money for coaching. And the lovely thing about that is that you can get the benefit of everything I've learned over the years from my coaches. If you come into Therapy Growth Group, I am really able to help you with your marketing. It might not be social media marketing, because obviously there is more than one way to market yourself. And what I'm doing starting in the next week is I'm starting up my 12 Action Steps program. And this is 12 weeks of helping you take an action every week to build up your client numbers. There's a lot of things that we avoid doing. It's easy to say, well, I haven't really got time for that, or, oh, that feels like a really big thing to do. So what I've done is I have broken down my training into 12 actionable steps. And what I've done is try and make it really easy for you so that you can actually just do the work in about 15 minutes a week. Now then, don't tell me you haven't got 15 minutes to promote your therapy practice. So you can come into Therapy Growth Group and get started on that with me in the next week or so. There's always an opportunity to reach out to me either in the coaching calls or via my community. And there's also all the other therapists who are part of Therapy Growth Group who can help as well. So we're here to support you to make your practice busier. And if you do want to market yourself with social media, remember, I keep a daily list of ideas in the Therapy Growth Group so that you can easily turn to that if you're stuck on what to post on a particular day. And that's all within Therapy Growth Group. I'll pop the link into the show notes and you can learn more about it by clicking on that. We're going to look at some of the October social media awareness dates that are coming up. And these are a perfect opportunity for you to use for your sales posts. So I'm going to outline some of the main ones that are coming up in October. And as I do, just think to yourself, would I be able to use that as an introduction to a sales post? So what I've done is I've picked out some days that are really relevant to therapy. And the big one that's coming up is on October the 10th, World Mental Health Day. This is perfect for talking about the importance of reaching out early for support and also to bust myths about therapy. You could share one key way in which you help people and include an invite to book in. If you work with neurodivergent clients, the whole of October is ADHD Awareness Month. So you could share tips that show that you understand people, you could challenge the misconceptions around ADHD, or you could talk about how you approach supporting ADHD clients, how you adapt therapy, and why they can trust you if they want to work with you. Also in October, it's Menopause Awareness Month. So if you work with people who experience menopause, this is a great opportunity to reach out to them and talk about the impact of menopause on people's lives, talking about life transitions, and you could talk about the emotional impact of menopause and how you can help them with your therapy. October also always marks Baby Loss Awareness Month, and it's the actual awareness week from the 9th to the 15th of October with a global wave of light on the 15th. This is a great day to acknowledge the people who have lost a baby and how often this is brushed aside, but how difficult it is for people and has a long-lasting impact for the rest of their lives. So if you're someone who works with grief, I think this is a really important one to mark and let people know that because you're acknowledging it, this means that you understand the grief. And it's all about making yourself a safe space for people. By acknowledging this particular time, you're also demonstrating to people, you're not only saying you're a safe space, you're actually demonstrating that you're a safe space to people because you get it, you know how difficult it is. On the 17th of October, it's World Trauma Day. So this would be brilliant for anyone who is working with trauma. You could talk about something around trauma. You could talk about how you work with trauma. You could let people know how they can get booked in with you and the difference it can make to have proper trauma-informed therapy. There's a couple of other days that stood out to me that you could use for sales posts. The 16th of October is World Values Day. That could be where you get some engagement going about asking people to share what they value, but also talking about how therapy can help people discover really their true selves. And also October the 19th is Evaluate Your Life Day, which is an invitation for people to actually start looking more deeply. And if their life isn't turning out the way they want it to do, if they're not feeling happy, if they're stuck in difficult relationships, Evaluate Your Life Day would be a perfect opportunity to invite people to start their journey in therapy. Due to the podcast timetable, I'm actually recording this on one of the hottest days of the year. But thinking about October, we're actually beginning to think about things like daylight saving comes to an end. It begins to be the time where it gets darker. We begin to stay indoors a bit more. We have those cozy autumn evenings. I might start lighting my candles again. We're thinking harvest. We're preparing for the darker months. And it feels quite extraordinary for me to be talking about this at this particular moment. But it's all about those seasonal changes, and you can use that as a metaphor. It might be the perfect time if the people have been busy over the summer, they've been outdoors, but now things are winding down a bit. So it might be the perfect time for them to sit down and do some work on themselves. I'm thinking as I'm speaking about if it's October, there's still time for themselves to get ready for difficult things that might happen as they approach the festive season, because often people dread that. So if you work with people who find relationships, family relationships, say, difficult, this could be a good time to start talking about how about coming and getting some therapy so that you can be better prepared for later in the year. Sounds ridiculous for me to be saying this on this particular day of the year, but that's what's coming up in October. So have a think about that. Let's have a little recap then. Try and think of your sales posts as something that will help people. See if you can get them organised, maybe batch some and pop them into your scheduler so that they're scheduled to come out once a week for the next few weeks. And see if you can tie some of these ideas that I've given you today into some sales posts so that it's almost like once you've done it, they're there. You don't have to worry about them. You don't have to feel cringy about them. They're just organised and they will be popping out on your social media feed once a week, say, for the next few months. I hope that helps you. I'd love to see you in Therapy Growth Group and join me in doing the 12 action steps to attract new clients. Just check out the link for Therapy Growth Group in the show notes. Thanks for listening and speak to you next week. Thanks for listening. Do come and join my Facebook community, Good Enough Counsellors. And for more information about how I can help you develop your private practice, please visit my website, josephinehughes.com. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love it if you could share it with a fellow therapist or leave a review on your podcast app. And in closing, I'd love to remind you that every single step you make gets you closer to your dream. I really believe you can do it.